We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
I also does not give the gaming board the authority to suspend operations at the Chicago casino in the event of wrongdoing. Other casinos, something goes wrong, the operations can be suspended until things are right. That should pertain to all casinos, including Chicago. Other major flaws in the bill. Information technology is a key part of running any modern casino, as well as other professional service contracts. In the case of Chicago, these important contracts for information technology and financial services, professional services, would not be openly and competitively bid. That's a major shortcoming and a flaw. It also gives the Chicago Casino Authority the authority to approve vendor and construction contracts without the Illinois Gaming Board oversight. This is not right. You cannot have a casino authority in Chicago that might want to promote casinos at the same time having regulatory authority over vendor and construction contracts. The bill also has the flaw of providing issuance of video gaming licenses without adequate time for background checks. Again, there's deadlines for the gaming board to act. I don't feel that's appropriate. I think the gaming board should act after it's done all of its work and it feels that it is complete. Another major flaw in the bill is it delays the payment of revenues to the state of Illinois. As all know, we have to pay our bills, and to delay revenue sometimes as long as 5 or 6 or 9 years is way too long. It oversaturates casino gambling in the Chicago area and in other parts of our state. We need to scale it back. We must have a much smaller expansion of gambling. It also, the bill gives tax breaks to wealthy casinos, and it shortchanges Illinois education and our infrastructure. We cannot allow the original purpose of the gaming bills and now laws of Illinois was to help education, and that's something that we have to be careful about. We cannot have tax breaks for existing casinos before the new ones come on board. Now, I think there should be a framework for doing this right, and I think that framework begins with the importance of preserving integrity at all times and preventing corruption. I was elected to clean up Illinois government and not to do things the old way, and we're not going back to the old way. Number one, at all times, is preserve integrity and prevent corruption. We also cannot have the massive expansion of gambling envisioned by this bill. A smaller and more targeted expansion is the way to go. And we have to make sure that we guarantee that there's fair revenue sharing for those who need help the most, and that includes our school children. Now, we're going to walk through this, specifically all these items. I think it's important to lay out specifically what we mean by preserving integrity and preventing corruption. It means that the gaming board must have ultimate oversight authority over all casinos, and that includes Chicago. The Illinois Gaming Board has the oversight over everybody. It also means stronger procurement rules, and state law enforcement authority should apply to Chicago's publicly owned casino. It means the Illinois State Police can be at the casino in Chicago. It also means that procurement rules must be much tougher, much more along the lines of what the state procurement law is, not the local one. It means no automatic licenses. Video gaming applicants have to be fully vetted. They don't automatically get their license after 60 days on a provisional basis. That's not a healthy way to go. We must give the gaming board, the regulatory authority, enough time to do its work. Whatever time it needs, so be it. Like other states, Illinois should also ban campaign contributions by gaming licensees and casino operators. Six states do that. Three in the Midwest, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan. Pennsylvania does, New Jersey does, Louisiana does, and Massachusetts, which is considering the issue of casino gambling, it's in their bill. Now, on the issue of a smaller and more targeted expansion of gambling in Illinois, the current bill envisions 14 gambling, casino gambling locations in the state of Illinois, new ones. We have 10 now. They want to go to 24, 14 new ones. I think that's way too much, and I think the people feel the same way. It has to be smaller, and it has to be much more targeted. Chicago, Southern Cook County, Lake County, not Park City, Lake County, Rockford, Danville. Those are the five new locations. No gaming, no gambling at O'Hare Airport or Midway Airport. No casino gambling at the Illinois State Fair. And video gaming only in those communities that expressly approve the video gaming in their premises. Those are the principles, I think, of a smaller, more targeted approach. And let's go through the criteria of why these are picked. Number one, the purpose of gaming in the first place is to help depressed areas that need economic development, that need jobs. So I think the choice of the five locations meets that criteria. It also captures gaming revenue that is currently going to bordering states, Indiana as well as Wisconsin. With respect to that issue, if folks are leaving our state to gamble, the locations that I've selected are right in the area that where people are most likely to leave. It also promotes an overall geographic balance. We can't have saturation. There's a limit to how many dollars can be spent on gambling in the first place. Our current casinos have seen a decline in revenues, rather significant. Oversaturation and not having a proper balance can lead to harm for all. We want to prevent oversaturation of gambling in any part of Illinois. The bottom line is, in the metropolitan area of Chicago, instead of having 9 new casino gaming operations, there would only be 3. Chicago, Lake County, Southern Cook, spread out geographically. Downstate, instead of having 5 new casino gaming locations, there would be 2. Rockford, Danville. Moving on to fair revenue sharing. We want to provide more revenue for education. That's the most important function of state government. That's one of the original intents of allowing gaming in the first place in Illinois. More money for education. And this bill before me does not provide enough money for education or our infrastructure needs. We do not need excessive tax breaks for lucrative casinos. This is a tough economic time. Tax breaks for lucrative casinos are not a high priority at all. We need to reduce the delays of one-time revenue that is coming from the gaming licenses. The state needs the money now to pay its bills, so the long period of time, up to 9 years of waiting by the state for revenue, is unacceptable. We need to help the state pay its bills right now. And that's a very important priority. We also want to maintain appropriate support for horse racing and related businesses. I think that's provided for in the current law of Illinois. So this is the framework. I think it's a reasonable framework. I think it's much smaller. It's more balanced. It's fairer. And it definitely prevents corruption. The bottom line is we can't have any gambling expansion at all unless we provide for integrity, honesty, eliminate corruption. That's the only way to go. With respect to casino gambling at racetracks and having casinos at racetracks, I do not support that. Our proposal doesn't support that. The framework doesn't support it. I think we have to be realistic here. Casino gambling in 14 different locations in Illinois is way too much. My proposal is much smaller. It's targeted, keeps the original intent of the law, and I think that's the only way to go.
Why did you say not Park City? Why did you say not Park City?
I think that the choice of one city is way too limited. I think the gaming board should choose the location in Lake County. I think the gaming board should choose the location in Southern Cook County. There will be, I think, robust competition in both of those locations for a site for gambling and gaming. And I think that will that competition will redound to the public benefit rather than pick one place. Well, the bill hasn't arrived yet. I don't know if it will ever arrive because, frankly, too many defects. And we're not going to do it wrong the first time. We're going to do it right the first time and the only time. I think in the past there has been bills passed regarding this issue that were hasty, ill-considered, and didn't protect the public. I don't want to do it that way. So if this bill arrives, it will be vetoed. And I want to make that crystal clear. I laid out the defects. There are too many, far too many, and so it will not receive my approval. I would recommend to the legislature to take the framework that I've outlined and propose new legislation that follows the three fundamental principles. One, prevent corruption, maintain integrity at all times. Two, do not have oversaturation of gambling, too much gambling. You can't have that. It's got to be smaller, targeted, much more moderate. And finally, we have to have fair revenue sharing with our schools in particular. Education comes first to the people of Illinois. And if this particular legislation shortchanges education, it's not good.
Governor, it sounds like you just don't trust the city of Chicago. You aren't convinced.
Well, I think that it's important to have the Illinois Gaming Board, which has been around for 20 years, with an exemplary record of rooting out corruption in three specific times where it found serious matters in other casinos, much smaller casinos, and rooted it out and protected the public. That's the board that has the experience. I do not think we should have a second regulatory authority just for Chicago. The Illinois Gaming Board has good staff, good leadership. They know what they're doing, and we do not want to get in trouble with any kind of corruption in any of the locations of casino gambling in Illinois. So I think we should go with the board that knows what it's doing and not go anywhere else.
Governor, do you think it's
this is a reasonable framework for any bill dealing with gaming in Illinois. One, it protects integrity. Two, it makes sure that it's smaller, targeted, balanced, much more moderate. Three, it makes sure that education gets its fair share. And I think those are fundamental principles that we should always abide by when it comes to this particular issue.
Governor,
all right, this bill that I will veto took 2 days to pass. I think it was done in a hasty manner, and it has major flaws. That's why I will veto it. I think the framework that I've outlined, the principles I've outlined, are reasonable. They protect the public, and legislators should listen carefully to those. If they can work together to propose legislation along the lines of the framework I've outlined, it can be done in the near future, but if it takes longer, so be it. If they have to take a longer period of time in order to do their work, I think it's better to do it right the first time so we don't have problems, ever. Well, I spoke to John Cullerton this morning. I outlined the framework, and I told him what it is and what I feel strongly about. Speaker Mike Madigan has recused himself from this issue, so I didn't speak to him. I did speak to the mayor, and I outlined the outline, and I think it's pretty good, in my opinion. There wasn't very much pushback. I think there's an opportunity to have a dialogue. The bottom line is I'm the goalie. I'm the final word, and we're not going to have a willy-nilly gambling bill in Illinois that is not protecting integrity, that is way too big and excessive and doesn't provide adequate revenue for education. That will not happen. Mm-hmm. Well, I think horse racing and related businesses to it right now are receiving generous support from the state. In August of this year, they got $141 million. Under the current law, they may get as much as $60 million in this fiscal year, both for the horsemen and for the tracks. I think that's something that we can keep an eye on. It's transparent and open. It's something that I think that people want to measure at all times, but I think that's more than adequate support. Let's keep in mind, we're talking about casinos at racetracks. Don't kid yourself. There would be more casinos in Illinois if you allow racetracks to have casinos. I think you cannot have 14 locations in our state that are new for gambling. That's too many. What I have done is I've reduced the number from 14 to 5. I've made sure that those 5 locations are geographically spread out, they're balanced, they're not going to eat into each other's territory. Chicago, Lake County, Southern Cook County, they're spread out. Same way with Danville on the Indiana border and Rockford on the Wisconsin border. The people who may be leaving our state to gamble have other opportunities now under this proposal. They can go to Lake County or they can go to Rockford if they're thinking about Wisconsin. They can go to Southern Cook or Danville if they think about Indiana. And for those who want to be in Chicago, they can pick that out. But that's enough.
Governor, why the change?
I was the one who got the opt-in provision adopted with respect to video gaming. I always thought there should be some opportunity for communities to say no. And as time has evolved, especially as this bill has come along after the video gaming was passed, I think a better policy is to say for those communities who want video gaming, they have to expressly, by ordinance, approve that. And I think that's a good way to go. My only way of going and looking at this issue is what's good policy for the people of Illinois. I don't think politics should precede good policy. The people come first. And so this is the best policy. And I think anyone who looks at this issue, as I have for 4 months, will come to realize that you need fundamental principles. Honesty and integrity at all times. You can't expand too much. You cannot have oversaturation. You can't have excessive gambling. We have no interest, our state, in becoming the Las Vegas of the Midwest. We have to maintain our culture, our character. And I think my plan is the plan that does that. And finally, we have to remember education. The original premise of having any gambling in Illinois was to help our education, our schools, and that should remain. Now, for those in politics and the casino operators and the racetrack owners, they need to, I think, realize that it's the people that come first, not themselves.
So if your proposed changes kill any expansion.
Hold on a second. What's that?
So if your proposed changes kill any expansion, are you okay?
I think unless these principles are followed, there's no way I'll approve a bill. This bill that's before me doesn't follow these fundamental principles. It has way too many flaws. It's completely inadequate. It's woefully inadequate. So under those circumstances, I would certainly veto this bill if it ever arrives. I think members of the General Assembly realize it's not exactly a masterpiece. It has a lot of shortcomings. It needs fundamental improvement. It's better to go back and start over and do it right. Do it right the first time. That's really the principle of good business in America. You don't make a product with defects. That leads to trouble with your customers. You make a good product the first time out.
Wouldn't it have been more productive if you had gotten involved on the front end of this bill, back end on this bill?
I made my points clear to members of the General Assembly anytime they asked. The sponsors, I told sponsors how I feel.
And I specifically know what you wanted, and they've been in the dark.
Oh, please. You know, I've said over and, no, what, really. I mean, I said over and over again, we can't have a top-heavy bill.
They said
I don't think anybody in Illinois wants 14 new gambling locations, including the state fair, including our airports. When people get off a plane from another country or another state, the first thing they see are armed guards next to casinos. I don't think so. I've said this over and over again, and I think our plan that we've outlined here, our framework, is a reasonable plan. And it definitely emphasizes something that this bill misses the boat on, and that's integrity. The gaming board has to call the shots. They have to have the authority to go after things that aren't right. And they have in the past, three times. They've had to root out infiltration by organized crime and bad people. And this is what we have to always protect the regulatory authority of honest people to keep things right. I didn't say that. I said don't hold your breath. Well, they're breathing now. I think basically if you look at the idea of having balance and understanding the original purpose of the law is economic development, and understanding that there may be people that are leaving Illinois to go to Indiana to gamble, that geographically the five locations worked out. And I think that is the best way to go. Now, the gaming board is going to make final decisions on who gets a license. And I think this is a very important thing. And I don't think this should be done in a hurried manner, an ill-considered manner. So under our proposal, any kind of time deadlines for the gaming board would not be a good thing at all. Construction contracts, bad things can happen there. Information technology, professional services, everything. The chairman of the gaming board, I think, has done a good job. He made it very clear that everything has to be under the auspices of the gaming board, not just, quote, operations, everything, all that infrastructure of a casino. I don't think so at all. Matter of fact, I would consider his reaction a very pleasant one. We're going to, you know, I'm sure talk about it, our staffs. This is much better for Illinois, and that includes Chicago. Having something that's honest all the time with proper oversight is very, very important to the city of Chicago and to all cities in Illinois. It's making sure that you don't have excessive expansion. Chicago is not interested in that, nor is our other communities. I really don't agree with that. I think there are many legislators who voted no the first time because in looking at this bill, they realized it was stripping the gaming board of much of its authority in the largest city in Illinois. I think it's important that we maintain that. Legislators who are focused on reform and cleaning up bad things in Illinois, I think, will embrace, hopefully, what we're proposing because it's a better proposal. Well, we're going to work with anyone who wants to work with us in the House or Senate on the framework. And the specific language, I have staff members, they're right over here, who have worked very hard on this. I thank them for their effort. They've done a lot of research, not only within Illinois, but outside of Illinois. And we're very, very committed to banning campaign contributions. As I've done research on this, when you have Indiana, Iowa, and Michigan in the Midwest, when you have Louisiana, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, all of them ban campaign contributions from gaming operators and licensees. In Massachusetts, which is on the verge of adopting casino gambling, it's in their bill as well. I think we better put it in our proposal to make sure that campaign money does not influence the process unduly. Well, number one, you should not have any kind of expansion of gambling without the principles that I've espoused. I think that is indispensable. It must be one that has proper oversight and integrity in every single phase. We've put that in. We've listened to the gaming board. We've listened to others who have dealt with this issue. You cannot sacrifice integrity for shortcuts. Number two, there's a finite amount of dollars for gambling. Okay, it's not infinite. The statistics in our state show there's actually a decline in gaming revenue in the locations that now exist. To just have excessive numbers of gambling locations is not healthy for Illinois, and I've reduced the number from 14 to 5, and I think that's reasonable. Moderate, much smaller. It's been scaled back. Finally, where do the proceeds of the gambling go? Do they go to the state to pay its bills and help education? I think that's an important principle. And so the premise of your question that somehow this is worse than the bill we have before us, I totally reject that. This is a much better proposal. And for those who are interested in good government and the people of Illinois, I think our proposal is the way to go.
I just got a text from somebody in the horse racing industry.
Well, I want to repeat, the horse racing industry got $141 million in August. Under the statutes that now exist that provide subsidies to them, they're in line to get maybe $60 million in this fiscal year. So I think the fact that we don't have gambling, casino gambling locations at racetracks does not mean that the state is not providing adequate support for horse racing and related businesses. I think that the existing law is quite clear. It can be measured. We can determine how horse racing is doing. The very notion that we have to have 7 more gambling locations in order to, quote, save horse racing, I don't think that's necessary.
Governor, Republicans are 6 states.
Well, hold on. You're off topic here. Yeah, okay. We'll get to you sometime. Well, with respect to the Chicago Gaming Authority, we don't believe it should be the regulator of gaming. We think the Illinois Gaming Board should handle that task. If such an authority exists to operate the casino in Chicago, it's publicly operated, that as long as they're not the regulator. The regulator should not be the operator. That leads to a conflict of interest. Sometimes the operator might say, well, look the other way because we can get more money if we do it the wrong way. I think it's good to have an independent, well-experienced, highly regarded regulator. That's the Illinois Gaming Board. And I think that board can make sure things are done right in Chicago and everywhere else. They have already shown that. With respect to the airports, I really don't feel that's a good thing for Illinois. I don't think that people who get off an airplane, whether it's from another state or another country, their first image of Chicago and Illinois should be slot machines. And I'm not for that. Well, there's a sponsor of the bill in the House, Representative Lou Lang. I've talked to him several times. He's a sponsor. You know, we'll talk to, frankly, every member of both houses and both parties. Oh, yeah, we plan to share this with all of our colleagues in the legislature, Democrat, Republican, House, and Senate. This is a good plan. This is an outline, a framework that is much better for Illinois than what I had before me. We'll have an announcement on that very shortly. Not yet. Okay. No. Okay. All right. I'll do that off microphone with you or whatever. All right. On that subject, I'll just deal with that one. You know, we made it clear in writing and in person that we do not expect, we're not asking for any kind of federal guarantee whatsoever. We are in favor, however, of Amtrak funding from Washington. And our dear friends, the Republican congressman from Illinois, I sure hope they work hard on maintaining our investment in Amtrak that had a record year in passengers. Many people rely on Amtrak to get to school, to get to work, to get across Illinois. It's a very important part of our economy. And so I think they'd be much better advised to focus on that issue, as Senator Durbin said the other day, than whatever they were bringing up. Well, he did resign. He was told he had his options. He chose to resign, and he's now no longer the director. Well, he was given the opportunity to resign, and he took that opportunity. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.